If anyone has some questions that they'd like to submit, either if you've got a piece of paper, I'll collect them. If not, if you want to yell them out, I'm sure David would like to hear them.
I've got one. You're talking about this idea of brokenness, and it's sometimes I find thinking about the world, it's like out there's all the fun, all the happy, all the satisfaction, and yet being a Christian is just this life of trudging along with this weight of sin on your shoulder. And so could you just maybe talk about the role of joy in the life of the Christian and how that fits in with brokenness as well?
Wow.
Did that make sense?
Yeah. I think a lot of us struggle with that. But I think again, the more we treasure Christ, the more we come to that place where while we recognize our brokenness and we need those times, we can never stay there. You see, if we haven't gotten away from if we haven't moved from the brokenness to the forgiveness, then we haven't appropriated the wonder of salvation. And so, brokenness shouldn't scare us. There should be times when we are broken before the Lord. But if we only stay in that place of brokenness, we haven't fully appropriated the gift of salvation, because Christ takes the burden. I love the Bunyan concept of the burden rolling off the back. And initially that happens at salvation, but again, as the Lord convicts me of sin and I bring that to the Lord, then I have to leave it there and recognize the burden's been lifted. And so it's that balance we have to live in all the time. And the whole Christian life of faith is a life of balance. We need repentance. We need faith. We need grace. We need obedience. But it's always keeping everything in balance. And the only way we do that is keeping our focus on Jesus, because He's the one that balances it all for us. He's the God-man, and He's our righteousness. He's our holiness. And He's the one that drives us back to wanting to follow Him and serve Him. So it's just keeping the balance in the Christian life, and that is we never despair, we never presume. I've used that phrase a few times too. So we never presume, well, I'm saved, I can live as I please. No, I'm a child of God. I've been called to be a holy person. But I also know that I'm not holy and I sin and I fail no matter how hard I try. But I can't just live with that burden either. I have to come back to the cross. And to me, it's just trying to keep that balance in our Christian lives. And I think it's a lifelong process. Sometimes we're too far one way, sometimes we're too far the other. But the more we just keep Christ as the center, that's really the key to Him.
Cool.
Any spinoffs on that yet, or other questions?
Okay. Yes, I guess that, following on from that, I guess it's when we realize that Jesus died on the cross for us, that we can celebrate and we can be excited about that, and we can take joy in that, and that He wants us close to Him in His family, and to be with us and lead us and guide us. And it's pretty exciting. So that's where I get joy.